This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Pitching a script, a project, a story, anything is a complicated business. Now, my usual system is to tell a story, either the story that I'll be telling in the script or the story that inspired the story I'll be telling in the script. But everyone has their own way. I know writers who rehearse elaborate presentations and script it all out to the last moment. And I know some who walk in with a general outline and then just wing it. But they often end up the same way. You wrap up your pitch and there's a pause. Rarely these days do you get a nod and a handshake and a let's make this together. Rarely, in other words, do you sell it in the room. Show business is now so clogged and cluttered with executives that a pitch often has to be transcribed and distilled and turned into a 4-sentence logline, which is then sent up the chain for final approval, usually in some slightly altered way, so that if the project is bought, something very different will appear in a few weeks and disappoint everyone. And if it's not bought, there will be a lingering sense from all involved that maybe somehow everyone else just didn't get it. But nobody wants to admit that, of course. Nobody wants to admit that most of what we do in this business, in which there are billions of dollars at stake, is muddle through and make ridiculous errors and pretend to know what we're talking about when we honestly have zero idea what we're talking about. So you pitch to whomever is there to hear it, and you pretend that whoever that is can buy it in the room. Because everyone knows the old sales rule, which is never to pitch to someone who can't say yes. But these days, no one almost can say yes. So what they say when you've wrapped up your pitch and you're looking around expectantly is this: fun stuff. Let us talk internally and we'll get back to you. Fun stuff. Let us talk internally. Meaning, thanks for coming in for this kabuki exercise. It was fun. But now we need to send this to our bosses and tell them that it's either exactly what we all agreed we were looking for at the last creative team retreat, or more likely that it's fun stuff. But let's wait and see if anyone else in town thinks it's fun stuff too, and then we can see who thinks it's funner. Fun stuff. It's a way of being gentle and noncommittal to the writer. Your idea is fun, we just need to talk about it. But it never sounds like they thought it was funny when they said fun stuff. It always sounds like they're just being nice and grasping for something, anything to say that is both cheerful-sounding and totally opaque. Fun stuff, though, perfectly reflects the awkward and unclear place the entertainment business is in as a whole, where no one knows what exactly they're looking for and no one knows what exactly success looks like. After a summer of confusing and disappointing box office returns and a television business that's fractured and atomizing, it must be hard to hear an idea and think, yes, yes, this one I can get behind. It's much easier and probably much safer in career terms to say, fun stuff, let us talk internally and we'll get back to you. Because, after all, in the television business at least, that's exactly what the viewers are saying. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will pixelate some things. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.